Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Pretty and productive. Professional gardener and writer Jeff Stebbings describes the challenges and rewards of mixing flowers and veg in a modern potager. A traditional potager is an ornamental vegetable garden where vegetables are grown with flowers and herbs, often in clumps rather than rows. It is in contrast to the tidy allotment where rows of veg neatly stride across the plot and flowers are often restricted to the edges or are purely for cutting. This is so much simpler to sow, hoe and harvest when crops are in straight rows. So why bother to mix things up? The idea of a plot that is productive and beautiful is very appealing, although serried ranks of perfect veg have their own beauty too. My aim was to create a productive plot that was a feast for the eyes as well as the stomach. I used a wide range of flowers for various purposes, as companion plants that I think may actually be useful, for cut flowers and for contrast and pollinators. On the clay soil, I usually raise hardy annuals in cell trays, sowing a pinch of seed in each cell, but in the raised beds where the soil is much improved, sowing direct is possible. Even so, having seedlings in cell trays is a useful way to fill gaps. Violas, pansies, calendulas and nasturtiums are the most useful edible flowers. Violas and pansies are the flowers I use most of because they bloom for ages and are compact. Being low, they can fit between most vegetables and they don't drop petals on crops. It can be annoying to get fallen petals of poppies and antirrhinums among leaves, especially later in the season when they can cause rot. French marigolds and tagetes are edible, though not a taste I want much of, but their pungent foliage may disguise the smell of crops, such as onions and carrots, which attract pests, so I try to plant them among these. Tagetes are easy to raise and they can be pulled up in August to expose the onions and shallots to the sun to help ripening. Having flowers among the vegetables not only looks pretty, it helps to cover the ground during the early growing season, which can help keep weeds down too. Among all the flowers I grew to attract honeybees, the best by far were mignonette and limnanthes. Everything else was largely ignored by them, but bumblebees were far easier to please. Visiting all flowers, including nasturtiums and the canary creeper that shared arches with blackberries and obelisks of runner and climbing French beans. Livingstone daisies are naturally short-lived, a problem in the flower garden, but not a problem here where they can be pulled up as they fade and as onions need a clear base or as carrots or French beans spread over the ground. Cladanthus arabicus is an unusual but very useful annual with yellow daisy-like flowers on feathery foliage that is useful under long-lived brassica crops such as kales and Brussels sprouts to cover the soil, but I liked it most when planted with asparagus peas. Making the asparagus peas even more ornamental was useful since they're only just worth growing as a crop. The same could be said for strawberry spinach, which sounds a lot better than it really is. Not everyone likes beetroot, but if you do, then it is the most useful of crops. The foliage is attractive, and every part of the plant can be eaten. The seeds are large, and it is easy to sow direct where you want them to grow, which is why I decided to use it as the main crop the year I grew everything in circles. The beds were marked out in sand, and the beetroot sown in late March with other flowers and veg planted later. Beetroot seedlings can be pulled and eaten as salad leaves, and you can pull the roots carefully along the rows to leave some large roots for autumn and colour and form in the garden. Leaf beet, Swiss chard, in various colours, is attractive for months unless it runs to seed, and the red and yellow forms make a splash in the border. Parsley is an invaluable plant for marking out areas too. The leaves look beautiful, and, sown in early spring, the plants crop all summer. A few are left in over winter to provide crops in the cold weather and pulled up as the next crop gets into its stride. Brassica mix. Kale is also great for potagers because the plants look good all season, though you need to be aware of their potential size. Mixing kale with other crops means it is less easy to protect it from pigeons and caterpillars, though I found that pigeons were less likely to attack frilly kale than other brassicas. My theory is that they think the crops are already eaten. Cavolo Nero is another great mixer, and the dark leaves look great with red or white antirrhinums, pink cosmos or yellow rudbeckias. Potential problems. The obvious problem with making a veg garden attractive is that the crops need to be harvested. No matter how lovely the mature cabbages or cauliflowers look, they have to be cut at their prime. And no matter what the colour of the roots, the foliage of all carrots is more or less the same. Mixing clumps or rows of vegetables, herbs and flowers also makes traditional crop rotation systems impossible. But, on the other hand, it avoids monocultures. And if you like the idea of companion planting, you'll be in heaven. If you've had problems with club root or other soil-borne diseases, it may be better to grow susceptible crops in special beds. But most vegetables don't have specific problems. And if you grow a mix of crops and flowers in the beds each year, there is little chance of any pests or diseases building up. It is the absolute opposite to a strict crop rotation regime, but an entirely natural way to plant, except that I would still suggest planting in groups or rows rather than broadcasting seeds everywhere. But that is simply because I like a little order in the garden and I want maximum crops from the space so gaps are filled when they appear. Quick crops and succession. Catch crops are those that mature quickly, and the classic option is radishes. But there are more possibilities, including spinach, rocket, turnips, and many more if you sow veg in cell trays. Having a constant supply of lettuce ready in cells is a great way to keep those gaps filled. Because you never want a huge number of lettuce all ready at the same moment, sow a mixed packet and plant out the mixture, or, as I prefer, sort them out and plant rows or patches of each. Lettuce is useful interplanted with cabbages and will be harvested before the cabbages are mature and fully grown. Herbs are another useful catch crop, especially since some summer herbs are short-lived. Have a packet of chervil, dill and coriander at the ready to sow in any gaps. By late summer, there will be gaps appearing as crops are harvested, and here pak choi, Chinese cabbage, more lettuce, endives and parsley are useful for filling holes until winter. How to plant. There is a bit of trial and error when tackling this sort of planting. I used a stick marked out at 20 centimetres and use 40 centimetres spacing for most crops and 60 centimetres for most brassicas. When grown in rows, I sowed about 3 rows of veg and then a row of flowers. For large, vigorous plants like courgettes, I sowed peas behind them and interplanted with lettuce at first, which were harvested just as the courgettes started to cover the ground. Around the obelisks of beans, I planted either cosmos, which attracted pollinators, or kale, which, like the beans, like some lime in the soil. Planting in Pottinger soil gives you the chance to be creative and have some fun. It is a traditional idea that also incorporates some modern ideas of companion planting. And above all, you will get some tasty crops and a fine-looking plot. Top tips. Keep sowing all spring and summer. Have a supply of basic plants in cell trays to fill gaps. Use hardy annuals to add colour. Be ruthless and pull up and eat plants even if they are not mature to make room for new crops. Dig and add organic matter in winter to feed the soil. Collect seeds of annuals to save money.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.